I'm in Ballybohel. I've dragged a gentleman by the name of Corey. Corey, you should introduce yourself, actually, to those listening to this.
I'll have Corey Tertuda from the IrishFireside.com.
Corey what?
Corey Tertuda.
Okay, I won't ask how you spell that second name. That was like when I was in school, and I remember being able to, I was six, and I was able to spell Czechoslovakia.
It's spelled almost the same.
What is IrishFireside.com for those who don't know it?
It's a resource. We talk mostly about Irish travel and culture. It's geared a lot towards the diaspora, but we get a lot of people from Ireland who kind of check us out and get information. A lot of really focused on, I'd say, if you're touring and looking for a little bit more offbeat stuff.
How, and bring me all the way back to the very, very start. I know you asked me this earlier about my own, like how I ended up in the podcast kind of side of things with the Sod Show, but how did you end up with Irish Fireside? Do you remember the first blog post? Do you remember turning around going, saying, honey, I have a eureka moment. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up this website and I'm going to call it Irish Fireside. Do you remember that day?
We started as a podcast, not as a blog, which is, I think, one of those crazy things. And it was more, had a lot of people who would ask me questions about Ireland, and I was tired of repeating myself. So I thought if I recorded it, it'd be a lot easier. Well, that easiness turned into a lot more work, but it's the best kind of work.
How long have you been on the go?
First one is February 2006.
Yeah.
So I'd say...
You're kind of old in the podcasting department.
Yeah, the ancient heritage group of podcasters. Right, the first video iPad, our iPod came out, I think, right around the time we started. So,
oh my God, and curiosity killed the cat. Your accent is obviously very Cork, not really, not at all. But where do you hail from? What part?
I'm originally from a really small town in Michigan called Posen. Northern part of Michigan, and ended up coming to Ireland in the mid-90s and just kept coming back over and over and over again. So the place keeps drawing me back.
So you're based in the States, but you're just a regular Irish head across the water to come and spend time here.
Yeah, I split my time. I'll be here for about 3 months in the summer and usually a month and another part during the year. So back and forth a lot.
Does the Irish Fireside pay the bills? Do you have a job that's real? A bit like my, you know, again, the Sod Show, Peter does landscaping, kind of comes to mind.
You definitely have other things going on. So I'm a freelance writer and designer, and then also my partner and I make jewelry that we sell throughout the U.S. and online. So that those are the things that pay the bills. Podcasting, we do that because we love it.
What's the response to an American gentleman doing a podcast on Ireland? What's the feeling like? Again, you hit the nail on the head. It's mainly for the diaspora, but why do you keep doing it? Do people love it that much? Is it that fuels it?
Well, there's no one in Ireland doing what we're doing, which is unfortunate. And if someone was, I think the Irish American audience would probably eat it up. So there's a need there, and I think we're doing it. And it does make a difference, though, when we have Irish voices on. People, Americans and Irish Americans and Irish Canadians, really do want to get kind of what the Irish think of things. But a lot of times the Irish kind of forget what the resources they have and how beautiful the country is and where they can go. You're too close to it sometimes, I think. So there's an advantage, I think, to being an outsider coming in.
Why didn't you pick Nova Scotia, Scotland, Wales, Germany, pick another random Czechoslovakia? Why Ireland?
That's one of those tough questions. I got here and there was no question about what I was going to talk about for the rest of my life, I guess. Ireland has got something special that it's different than I think anywhere else I've ever been. So I'm hooked.
Do you remember your first time in Ireland?
Absolutely. Came in, landed in Shannon, and it was as green, but you know, Ireland was not on my radar as far as like places I wanted to go. Like as a kid, I didn't think of Ireland at all, but I got invited by somebody to come over and check it out, and that's all it took, one trip.
Do you remember your first session in a pub in Ireland?
Yeah, well, I remember there was Guinness, and there was another Guinness, and after that, it's kind of a little shaky.
The Irish Fireside podcast was up for Best Podcast Award.
Indeed, we brought one home, which I'm quite honored. I think we might be the first non-Irish-based one to win an award, and that's because they had a special category for us.
Oh, did they?
Well, for the diaspora anyway. So there was, you know, a list of non-Irish-based blogs that they decided to give us a little nod. And I appreciate that.
Did you go and collect it?
I did. I got it this weekend. And T.G. Carhar was great about really talking us up and giving us, I guess, some good pats on the back, which is nice because, you know, you don't necessarily get a lot of notice or a lot of people. I get our listeners, but outside of that, from Ireland, I don't always hear much feedback. So it was good to get that. I appreciated every good word that came from over this way.
If people want to go and take a look at what you do, you are on the Twitter thing.
Yep, that's Irish Fireside, and then irishfireside.com. And then our second little thing is the IrelandTravelKit.com, which is kind of unique and offbeat places in Ireland, which actually, I think we have more people from Ireland visiting that site than from the U.S., and it's just those really weird things that you probably wouldn't normally find. You wouldn't be in a guidebook, most of the things that we talk about.
Okay, highly recommended is, of course, the podcast. It's not Ireland's best podcast. They won the award for, I know he's laughing, and Corey's laughing in the background. They won the award for best blog of the diaspora.
Yes.
That's correct. Okay. But irishfireside.com, go check it out. Highly recommended. And Corey, it's been a pleasure to meet your acquaintance eventually.
Thank you very much.